Welcome to my talk, Ranks for Rendering, Adding Missing Ranking to OpenStreetMap Data for Rule-Based Cartography at State of the Map 2020, anywhere on Earth. In this talk, I will show you how ranks are required for a good cartography when the differentiation between feature classes in OSM has two large gaps or feature classes are too wide. I will first show the status quo in cartography in OSM map styles, and afterwards present two solutions, one for train stations and one for airports, and afterwards I will discuss the approaches. Rule-based cartography, just as in repetition, is the transformation from geospatial, usually vector data, to a map image using a set of rendering rules. For example, in this case, we are rendering the roads layer on zoom, and for every feature with highway equals motorway on zoom level 6 and larger, we will render a red line which is 2 pixel wide. Rule-based cartography can not only use feature classes such as highway equals motorway or natural equals water. Sometimes feature classes have a wide range. This is an example, and one example are places. For example, place equals cities ranges from around 100,000 to a couple of million inhabitants. In this case, you see OpenStreetMap Karto in central and in southern Germany. It renders cities, but not all cities on this map, because sometimes cities are too close to each other, and so that only one label has sufficient space on the map. For example, Frankfurt am Main has a neighboring city called Offenbach am Main. They even have a common border, but Frankfurt is around 7 times larger than Offenbach, and therefore Frankfurt label get place on the map, while the label of Offenbach doesn't get any place on the map, because Frankfurt occupied the place already. This only works because OpenStreetMap Karto sorts the features retrieved from the database by their population. The same case is with Nuremberg, Fürth and Erlangen. Nuremberg is larger than Fürth, and therefore there's no space for Fürth anymore. And Erlangen is far enough away from Nuremberg, and therefore there is enough space for Erlangen. However, there are also feature classes where it doesn't work good. For example, rivers. The definition of a river is traditionally in OpenStreetMap a waterway which is so wide that a human cannot jump over it. This applies in Europe to lots of waterways, and the map here only shows those which are tagged as waterway equals river. I think there are even more waterways which would qualify as rivers. OpenStreetMap Karto does not render rivers at this zoom level. I've intentionally modified the map style to show you how it would like. That's not what map readers expect. They expect a selection of a couple important rivers, not every river. Unfortunately, there is no tag in OpenStreetMap which is really useful to group rivers in by their size. For example, there is the width tag which could be applied to a waterway, but it's used rarely. And there's another tag, CEMT, but it's used in Europe only, and it only classifies which ship class can use a river or not. But there are also rivers which are quite large and important, but are not optimized for being used with ships. They have no locks and other stuff required for this. Therefore, the only solution which is left and used by OpenStreetMap Karto is not to render rivers at low and medium zoom levels, which isn't a working solution, but it's not good. Some map styles select features by their size, this usually polygons. While one might think that this could work, it doesn't. If you have a detailed look, you will see here on the left map tiler topo style, and on the right OSM Karto at the border between Germany and Poland. In Germany, forests are mapped as large polygons that only split along major roads or railway lines or rivers. In Poland, rivers are split at every drag which runs through a forest. This leads to small rectangles of a couple of hectares only being mapped. If a map style doesn't filter forests by their size, this looks almost the same. But if a map style only selects large forests, then you will have an area in Poland without forests and Germany which has forests. The problem is, if a feature is split in mapping as a polygon, then you cannot directly use the size of the polygon. You first have to join all neighboring forests to one large forest, and then you can select whether the forest is important or not. Train stations are another example why we need, in some cases, special ranks for rendering. This is a subset of the Open Railway Map infrastructure map style. It shows railway lines and train stations. Train stations are just retrieved from a database or something like select railway, comma name from planet OSM point where railway equals station. I think that this map is not suitable for usage because it renders some stations but not important ones. If you know more than two stations on this map, you are very likely a railway nerd, and the only important station on this map is Gare Montparnasse in Paris. The solution in this case is to split railway, to decide whether a railway station is important or not by using route relations in OpenStreetMap. I will show later in this talk how it works. Airports are another example similar to train stations, why some map styles struggle to render airports on low zoom levels. Because there are some tags in OpenStreetMap which could be used to filter out unimportant airports. For example, only more or less important airports have an IATA code. But there are still a lot of airports with a code, even if they have only two flights per week. And this refers to pre-corona times. OpenStreetMap Cardo does not render airports at this zoom level, they render it later. And even on later zoom levels, for example 11, some people find these airports appearing on the map too annoying because every small hobby airport is mapped as an airport and you cannot distinguish it from major airports like London Heathrow or Frankfurt. So, an overview. The ranking of features of a feature class is easy if they have a uniform relevance within the feature class. For example, almost all motorways are equal in importance, at least for a roadmap. Numerical values for detailed classification are very helpful. This is an example for place names. A cartographer can decide where to put the line between important and unimportant on a specific zoom level in a specific region. For example, in a very rural and sparsely populated area, you do want to render more than just cities, you also want to render towns or even small villages. A map of Antarctica would like to render research bases, while a map of Central Europe does not want to render all research bases. Ranking features by feature class is intermediate of difficulty if there's a fixed classification or there are fixed hierarchies. For example, with roads, while it makes writing a map style simple on the first glance, it makes it difficult if you have countries of difficult characteristics at the same map. For example, in Western Europe, you have a way more dense motorway network than in Eastern Europe. If a Western Europe country and a Eastern Europe country have a common border, you will have a map with lots of motorways on one side and fewer motorways on the other side. But people in Eastern Europe also use cars and use roads. They just do not have that much motorways. They have more primary and trunk roads, and a good map should render them instead of motorways on lower zoom levels. Administrative boundaries are an example where a fixed classification is available, but it's not always wise to just blindly use it and follow it, because in some countries, Administrative units are quite small, but still high in hierarchy, and you would clutter the map with lots of boundary lines and limited additional value for the map user. Ranking features of a feature class is difficult if there's one category with large differences in relevance. This is the case for rivers. We have small rivers and really wide rivers with one tag. And you have train stations, some only with 10 passengers per day and others with 100,000 per day. And you have airports, from small airports with 2 flights per week to airports with a couple of fleets per minute. Let's have a look at train stations. The main tag of train stations is railway equals station or railway equals halt. In addition, there are tags in use like station equals subway, light rail, funicula or monorail. The latter one is usually used to distinguish these stations from normal train stations and allow map styles to filter them out in urban areas. A train station is usually mapped as a station node or a polygon with railway equals station and a name. Platforms are often mapped, at least in developed countries, and sometimes even stop positions on the tracks. Stop positions and station nodes have often all the same name, and they are linked together with route relations. A route relations, for example, this is an intercity express line from Cologne Central Station to Hamburg-Altona. It has a list of all stops itself and the platform of at this stop. So you can use the route relation to link stop positions to platforms, and later you can link stop positions to station nodes by their common name or common reference number. And if we do this, the map looks like this. For comparison, that was the map before. You will now have more important stations being rendered, and there are only few unimportant left. And if you have a look at the map stations in Germany, you see the abbreviation HBF, which means Hauptbahnhof, Central Station. And these are usually the most important stations of a major city or town. And the number behind the station name indicates the number of route relations using that station. In some cases, this simple solution does not lead to good results. For example, Ida Oberstein is not considered important. It's not even a station where you change trains. But my Frankfurt Central Station, which is located at the E of Oberstein, would collide with the label of Nuremberg Central Station, and therefore Frankfurt isn't rendered. And Mainz, which is close to Frankfurt and not unimportant, would also collide with Nuremberg, so Ida Oberstein is left. Let's discuss the advantages and disadvantages of this solution. Routes are a more realistic way to estimate the importance of a train station than the number of tracks or area. And I think that they are verifiable, while tags like importance or a station category tag are not easy to verify and open and have the possibility to trigger disputes between mappers, because some mappers have their own view on the importance of train stations, especially if they are locals and think that their region or their city is important or not. Route relations are required for this filtering, and it only uses passenger services, because cargo services are not mapped in OpenStreetMap. No special treatment exists currently for route relations starting or ending in a station. The pure number of routes is used only. The relevance or length does not count. So long distance services do not boost a station, and local services do not reduce the relevance of a station. Details how route relations are mapped have a large influence if mappers decide to map one service with 2 or 3 different route relations. For example, one for the whole line from A to C, one for the line for the trains only running between A and B during peak times, and the third one for an express train only running twice a day. In that case, it would increase the rank of the station by 3 or even 6. It currently uses the slim tables of OSINT to PGSQL, which are an implementation detail. But this will become easier with the new Flex backend, and we won't need to rely on implementation detail in future. The SQL queries are currently slow and it needs a materialized view. The results are available at www.openrailwaymap.org and you can inspect the source code at GitHub. Now let's have a look at airports. That's how it looks currently. So how to sort airports, how to calculate their ranks or importance. The absence of an IATA code to discard unimportant airports does not work good enough. There are still too much airports left for low map scales. Routes are not available in OpenStreetMap, and it's unlikely that they get mapped because they are difficult to verify and not that fixed than train routes. A number of passengers is not available in OpenStreetMap and it's difficult to get these numbers. You have to look them up in lots of different sources and then you will have the problem of keeping them up to date. A number of flights is not available in OpenStreetMap. The length of runways of an airport is available in OpenStreetMap. And the size of an airport in hectare can be calculated from OpenStreetMap data. So is external data required? Yes and no, it depends how you want to make your map. This map is a slight modification of OpenStreetMap Kartu, and it joins the airports with the route database of OpenFlights. OpenFlights is a project releasing data about air traffic under open database license. And this map renders the IATA code and the numbers are the number of routes serving this airport. For example, Frankfurt has 990 routes and Luxembourg has 140 and Strasbourg has 69. Unfortunately, the data is out of date at OpenFlights and the OpenFlights route database is not maintained anymore. If we use the area of an airport for ranking, the results seem to be more realistic from my point of view, because we now have two new airports appearing on this map. They are Ramstein and Spang-Dahlem, the RMS and the SPM. Ramstein is 2/3 of the size of Frankfurt, but it has no civil service because it's an American airbase. And the same is with Spang-Dahlem. And for example, Leipzig in the northern east of this map becomes now way more important compared to the passenger-only map because Leipzig is a major cargo hub. So let's discuss the results. Routes show the relevance for transport, but they are only available as outdated data and they could refer to civil and passenger services only. The area does not need any third-party data source. It includes passenger and cargo services, civil and military services. It's up to date. It's as up to date as OpenStreetMap data. No joins in SQL queries are required and no materialized view. So this keeps queries simpler and maybe more performant. Unfortunately, the area does not directly mean that an airport is more important. There could be airports which have been built as large airports, but are not used that much as they could be and still could appear as more important than they are. And the verifiability can also be questioned. The boundary of an airport might appear to be quite good verifiable, but only if you agree that you use the fence. But what Where's the boundary of an airport at the terminal building? Does the terminal building belong to the airport? Does the taxi rank in front of the terminal belong to an airport, the train station close to a terminal, or not? That's the question, and it can have an influence. So we can now come to the end of this talk. This talk does not touch the question whether the algorithm to select or place labels are good enough or not. It only is about calculating importance, and how to place labels is still left up to the map rendering engine. The order by which is used in SQL queries is an auxiliary fix, I think, and not a proper solution. To make really good maps, you also have to look, you not just have to place the labels in reverse order of the importance and stop when the map is full. Maybe it's sometimes more wise to leave gaps between features. And it's challenging with some solutions to have an updatable database. Thank you for your attention, and I would like now to answer your questions.
Okay, thank you, Michael. So there's a few questions coming in here. I know you kind of talked a bit about using external data, but I think you weren't, we're not actually talking about that third-party data going into the OpenStreetMap database. However, someone's asked about Wikidata items that can be connected with OpenStreetMap through their link. So could you use the Wikidata to influence your ranking, and would that help with things like number of passengers?
I can't use Wikidata to influence or to calculate the rank of the airports at the moment because my toolchain doesn't support it. I'm using OSM to PGSQL to load OSM data into a Postgres database, and as far as I know, there's no tool which can load Wikidata data into a Postgres, into the same database in order to use it for queries. That's the problem. So if you know such a tool which is performant, and maybe even supports updates, and I'm happy to learn about it.
Great, kind of technical issue there. So let's just jump on to question four, was about vector tiles, another technical one perhaps. Would that help improve cartography and ranking, or does this ranking still need to be worked on?
This ranking has nothing to do whether you use vector tiles or raster tiles. At some point in your rendering toolchain, you have to select what to render and what to render first. And even for vector tiles, you have to do this. Be it either to keep the vector tile small and performant to transmit via network and render on client side, or whether to avoid cluttering the map at all. And I've mentioned vector tiles in this talk to show that they use additional methods to simplify the map, but these methods have some problems. For example, the case of the forests around the German border between German and Poland. The issue is if you want to keep your vector tiles fast, you have to keep them small, and then the producers of vector tiles usually fall back to very simple solutions. So it's just the problem of ranking exists for both technologies, and there's no real difference.
And it's the same problem of you can only put one pixel in the space of one pixel, and you'll still get things cluttered.
That's it.
Regardless of your technology. You had a lot of kind of lessons there and things you had learned. Question three is kind of a bit not so much on the technical side, but with all these things you've learned, and I know particularly you look at the railways and the transport, but there's more renderings for different subjects. So is it possible for people doing their own rendering to kind of share what they learn, do you think, or does more need to be done to help that?
I think that solutions I presented in this talk are easy to adopt for other map styles. For example, the airport solution, it does not even need external data sets to load into your database. So that would be a quite simple patch for OSM Kato, which I used here to hack on. However, the railway thing is quite more difficult and needs large modifications of your toolchain. And that's why I think that the railway station rendering in the way Open Railway Map does it is not something I would suggest for a general purpose map. But I'm holding this talk to allow others to learn from what I've learned.
Yeah, I think that's key, that if anyone's doing any rendering and adjusting the rules on their rendering engine, they maybe need to watch this talk. So there's some more detailed questions going. Someone suggested you could use the number of terminals in an airport, I guess, or gates or any other detail like that. Have you considered that?
I've considered it a bit and decided not to use it because it can be compared to the number of tracks in a train station. I know train stations with only two tracks and lots of passengers, and I know large train stations which have lots of tracks but few passengers only. And it's the same with airports. If you have an airport which started as a small airport and one terminal, and then it became larger and larger through the years, then you have lots of small terminals being added by the times. And if you use the number of terminals for ranking, then you maybe make this airport more important than it is. Gates might be a better option to estimate the importance or the number of passengers, but you should keep in mind that if you want to take cargo airports or military facilities into account, then you should not only rely on passenger infrastructure.
Yeah, certainly the case. I suppose one of the examples for mapping is often given as Heathrow Airport, and having grown up close to that, I know it probably breaks all the rules. It's quite small airport in terminals and runways, but very important.
The same is with Berlin Tegel, which will be closed in a few months, but it's also airport started small and growing through the times.
Yeah. There's a few other detailed questions. I'm going to go down to number 8, though, and someone's saying, what you want to talk about this, perhaps, would it be bad to have mappers record something like scale rank or some tag that helps with the ranking?
I don't think that adding importance tags directly to OSM, no matter how you call it, whether you call it importance or scale rank or Osmo render equals no, I think that these solutions are dirty hacks and do not really help. We have such cases already. For example, if you look at the highway key, it's used to classify roads in rough categories. But if you go back to one of my OSM Kato slides, I'll just show it now. Let's have a moment. I can't show it here. So this is the map of Germany and Czech Republic. And in Germany, the motorway network is larger than in Czech Republic. And by following the typical classification of roads and OpenStreetMap, you have a roadmap of the Czech Republic with less roads because at list zoom level, motorways are rendered only. And that's a problem.
Right. Yeah. So it's more, I think, if you put in these tags like rank, you just are pushing the problem elsewhere and you still need decisions that are objective. But yeah, I think...
Yes, and the problem is if you add these tags to OpenStreetMap, you optimize map rendering for one purpose only, and our data at OpenStreetMap should be suitable for many purposes. For example, if you start adding class bicycle, which is another tag of importance, to roads, then you tag the suitability for one type of cyclist you have in mind. But if you are using a different type of bicycle, you maybe have a different opinion what is a cyclable road. For example, someone using a mountain bike can use a road with lots of bumps and a bad surface, and someone using a racing bicycle would not like to use a gravel road.
Yeah. And that's the key thing, I think. A lot of your talk really highlighted, I think, that there are many uses for OpenStreetMap data and many ways we do that. I know later today at 2000 hours, so 8 p.m. in UTC, you're doing a talk about railway tagging in the USA, a discussion on the self-organized things. So people might want to join that if the kind of railway ranking or stuff around that was particularly of interest to them. But thank you, Michael, for your talk and for your questions. We'll end there, but...